Another guy who waited a long, long time to get here, and we're excited that he's here with us. Hall of Famer, guard Jerry Kramer.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Thank you.
So Jerry Kramer, Hall of Famer, Sandia.
Little odd. Little odd right now, but it sounds wonderful. I still can't put it all together. You know, I really it's so new and so fresh and with such a treat that I just, I guess it's hard to think about it as a whole package, you know. It's just still too new.
Can you put into words just the impact of your family and how, you know, that tens of thousands of fans out there have just made this their mission for years now?
You know, Joe Horrigan got on the phone with Mr. Baker when they announced I was a finalist. And Joe says, Jerry, I want you to know that this will reduce my incoming mail by 90%. He said, those people in Green Bay have questioned my manhood, my heritage, my intelligence, everything. And the Packer fans are just a little bit out of range when you try to quantify them and you try to explain them. You don't have enough adjectives. You just don't have enough words to quantify the attitude and the quality of the fan and their incredible support for 50 years.
How special was it to be with your kids today? I mean, obviously, maybe the only people that have cheered louder than Green Bay fans are your kids, because they've done a lot to try to help you get to this point as well.
It's just wonderful to have the family here and have them enjoy it as much as I do. And they're pumped. They're excited about it. So it's really been... it's been a thrill for all of us, and since off the charts, kind of. Especially, we're starting to think now that the time has passed. You know, 4 o'clock, 5 minutes after 4, 10 minutes after 4. I don't know. You know, it's looking bad, and I think that, but you know, it probably didn't make it again. And well, that's okay. That's okay. And I'm 45,000 emotions running through me. Yeah. And then there's this big knock on the door. It was like the archangel, right? Or somebody that from heaven came down and went, boom, boom, boom. That's it. That's it. So it was an incredible thrill. And I'm thinking it'll take a few days or months or years to get over it and really understand it and see what it means to my life. But at this point, it's one of the best days of my life.
You said earlier this week that the NFL had given you hundreds of gifts over your lifetime, and you weren't going to let one kind of ruin it all. But now that you have been able to open that one gift, does it give you that nice sense of closure?
Yes, it does. In our game, that's the highest you can go. That's the top of the heap. That's the number one honor in professional football. And to have a great career but not have that, it's incomplete. That kind of closes the gap for me and makes it complete. And it's a wonderful feeling, a wonderful experience. And just hanging out with the peers, the guys, you know, and they're saying nice things and doing nice things. So it's a thrill. It's just couldn't be better.
Jerry, after falling short for so many years, did you let your hopes get up at all over these last 6 months?
Well, there's just too many selectors that I don't know. I heard from a couple. We did a couple shows and whatnot, but there were 45 or 48 selectors, right? And you've got to have 80%, so they can only have 8 or 9 that don't like you or don't remember you or don't know you. And so you're at a point where you're at an age where probably half of them haven't seen you play. And so they don't really know a great deal about you except for what they've read or maybe heard or something like that. So you get a little doubt because of that. And then when Mr. Baker was a little slow getting there, that doubt grew quite a bit. So there was always the possibility, you know, that it wasn't going to happen. And I was prepared for that. But thank God I didn't need it.
I think you told me on the phone last summer you've never actually been to Canton. Is that true?
Correct. I've been through.
Okay.
I've been by.
So you're going to...
Not stopping. Not till I get in. I'm not going in there. I don't care what they... No, I'm not going. I wouldn't go. And I can't wait, of course, right now. It's just a whole different deal, a whole different thing. I've been invited. I'm welcome. Now, they're not going to kick me in a booty and send me down the road somewhere. So, yeah, we'll have us a... big party in Canton, and we're going to blow the roof off, actually, is what we're going to do.